You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 19th of November 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. The weekend is almost here and you're either driving home from work in Britain or listening during your lunch hour in the States. And the reason why you're listening today is because we have Grandpa Dan with us today all the way from Texas. Grandpa, how you doing? What's life like all the way over there in the hot lands of America?
We had our first freeze this morning. It just touched the freezing mark this morning. It's a little bit brisk, but all in all, everything's good. Everything was good, by the way, until I saw today's story that we're going to cover. Now I'm pissed. Yes, I'm going to see how many piss puns I can fit into today while we go through today's story. So I'm marking that down as one. So yeah, you know, we're going to have a enlightening, or would that be urinating, topic to cover today?
Well, it really does seem to be peak degeneracy. I mean, I don't think I can recall something like this happening and just being passed off as, they just got a little bit excited and this is what happened. I think there's been instances of people being exhibitionist on stage before, but not with audience members apparently enjoying this. I mean, this was just absolutely disgusting. I'm sure some of our listeners have probably already heard about this. It happened last weekend, I believe. The outrageous onstage antics of a brass band's frontwoman who was caught on video urinating on a fan's face during a performance in Florida last week has prompted at least one disgusted audience member to call the police. Sophia Urista, the lead singer for the cover band Brass Against, was in the middle of a set during the Welcome to Rockville concert in Daytona on Thursday night when she announced to the crowd that she needed to go to the bathroom and couldn't wait any longer. Instead of leaving the stage or peeing her pants, the 36-year-old dragged up a male fan from the audience, got him to lie down on the stage at a concert in Daytona, Florida, and relieved herself all over him. And apparently this must have been planned, because when this male fan came up from the audience, he actually had a cup that was attached to his head, and I believe it was supposed to land in the cup. It didn't. It landed all over him. The guy obviously seemed to be enjoying this. I can't believe that there's only one person that was disgusted at this and actually called the police. I mean, it looks like the bass player himself is looking pretty shocked and disgusted when this occurred. Apparently the rest of the band didn't know this is what was actually going on. But I mean, just to think that this is the sort of thing that people think is exciting and new. I mean, why would anybody do something so disgusting and be so debased? I mean, there was a marathon runner in Britain a few years back, and she was running the marathon and she stopped to go for a number two, basically. And I mean, that was pretty disgusting, but she was in the middle of a marathon. I think she was actually the marathon winner, and that would have made her a little bit lighter. But you would think that this woman, this singer, she would not want to debase herself like this. I mean, it just looks absolutely disgusting. I mean, who would think that this is something normal to do, something exciting to do? What was the point in it? Could she not wait? I mean, this is obviously planned. She obviously thought this would make the band look really good. And I'm a bit concerned that maybe some people did think this was good, if there was only one member that of the audience that actually called the police. What are your first thoughts on this then, Grandpa?
Double lulls. Her name is Urista, which sounds a whole lot like urine. I'm marking that down on my pun counter for today. When I first saw this story, I saw the story before before we brought it up for today's action-packed installment of the Daily Nationalist. And, you know, at first I thought maybe somebody had uncovered the hidden footage of Trump in a Moscow hotel of Trump in a Moscow hotel room, because remember Pissgate, we had that whole Pissgate thing. Maybe that was, you know, I'm surprised somebody hasn't like superimposed Trump's face there. And so we finally found proof that Pissgate is real. But no, I my takeaway from this story, my general takeaway from this whole story, is this is a perfect metaphor for the U.S. and the West in general. You have this goofy ass looking white dude with a cup strapped to his head, laying on his back, while this aging black woman squats down and takes a piss all over him, and he jumps up and acts like it's the greatest thing ever. This is totally sustainable, folks. We've got a totally, we live in a society. We have a totally sustainable society. We could just keep going on this current trajectory that we're on. And I'm telling you what, somewhere over the horizon, there's just happy days. We'll be here again. Normalcy, the new normal is going to be a utopia. A utopia on Earth. Just look how better things are getting. Someday historians, Sven, are going to go back and they're going to go through the archives of the Friday installment of the Daily Nationalist so that they can progress, that they can chart the progression of the collapse of Clown World. They said, well, we have this record of note of how, you know, ridiculous, because you think about it, you know, topics we were doing, I don't know, several years back, but downright look tame compared to what we talk about now. I can't imagine 2 years ago we'd be talking about, you know, sitting, you know, people on stage pissing on someone's face. This is new normal for us. Everything's going back to normal. I guess this is what they meant when they said that we're eventually going to go back to normal from the COVID. This will be the new normal. I don't know how anybody thinks that this trajectory, though, that we're on is in any remotely way sustainable. This is supposed to be a serious country. We're supposed to be the leading power of the world. But this is what the culture looks like. It's utterly rotten. And it's just, there's no way. There's just absolutely no way it can continue. This whole thing is going to collapse on itself. But obviously the question at hand here is how bad is it going to get? How degenerate is it going to be? Because it's obvious that we're at the point now that, yes, we're pissing away our future. And yes, I'm marking that down on my pun counter.
Well, somebody's obviously going to try and go one step further, aren't they? And I dread to think what that is. I mean, what we're really doing here is we're cataloguing the downfall of civilization. I mean, that's what we're actually seeing here. That's what we talk about here on these Friday episodes of the Daily Nationalist. Well, the X-rated display led a concert-goer named Nicole Shields to dial 911 on Saturday and report the incident to a county dispatcher, saying that her underage child witnessed Eurista's very public bathroom break. According to the Daytona Beach Police Department's call logs obtained by DailyMail.com, Shields stated that the lead singer urinated on someone on stage. She is wondering if there are ramifications for this, as her 16-year-old was there and saw it live. Police spokesperson Misod Bendayan said that investigators tried calling the complainant back twice but received no response. As a result, no police report was filed and no charges were pending against Eurista. Under Florida law, indecent exposure is a first-degree misdemeanor that carries a punishment of up to a year in jail or a $1,000 fine. Well, it is quite obvious that this occurred. It's all over the newspapers. There is video footage of this. I mean, it cannot be that if somebody doesn't report a crime, that the police just don't investigate it. I mean, all of the drugs crimes get investigated because the police discover drugs. They don't just say, well, nobody's reported that any drugs crimes have actually taken place, and we're not going to bother to investigate this. So I think the police are deliberately not investigating here. I mean, it's really quite an animal act as well. I mean, normally you go to the loo, you wash your hands. If you're a woman, you wipe. She certainly didn't wipe. She just pulled her drawers up and continued on with the gig. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, what happened to femininity here? And I am surprised that it's just one person that phoned up and complained. And this woman is complaining because her 16-year-old saw it. I mean, why doesn't she complain that she saw it, that she went to this concert expecting to see a band play, and she ended up seeing a golden shower display? mean, it's absolutely vile. This is what really gets me. It's only one person that has actually complained about this. What do you think of the law enforcement's response here, Grandpa?
Well, you know, they say that there's no such thing as bad publicity, and maybe there's some truth to that. I mean, I've never heard of this band before ever in my life, but now everybody has heard of this band. And I mean, can you imagine? I just keep thinking, can you imagine being the guy? You know, I mean, it was obviously planned. They had this cup strapped to this guy's head. Can you imagine, Sven, being in the audience? You go and you say, well, it's a brass band. And you think, I haven't heard a brass band play live before in my life. This might be an interesting cultural experiment. And you go, Sven, you buy your ticket and you go. I can just picture you. I'm picturing you in my head right now. I'm picturing you there and you're in the audience and you're excited because somebody comes up to you. One of the promoters of the show comes up to you and says, hey, Mr. Longshanks, would you like to get on stage and take part in the show with the band? And you'd be like, bloody hell, yes, I would. What do you want me to do? And they say, we want you to strap this cup to your head. And then when they call you up there, go lay down. And Eurista is going to urinate, yes, I'm marking two down, all over your face and your head. Are you down with it? I just can picture this look of utter... utter and complete shock on your face. But they found somebody. They found some goofy ass dude that said, yes, I want in on that action. Let me get up on stage. I will flop down. I will open my mouth and I will take the golden shower, although it didn't look too golden. Thankfully, it looked like she was well hydrated from what I saw. I saw the video. It is disgusting, and all you can do is laugh. There's this is the way we're headed. This is the way our society is going. I mean, I don't know what else to do but to laugh about it. It doesn't do any good to get upset because this is the new norm. And yes, you made a point there. You know, it could. How are you going to one up this? What is the next thing going to be? I'm up here on stage, and we're doing this show. And I took a ton of laxative before the show and I can't wait any longer. Do I have an audience member that's willing to come up here and lay on the stage because I am fixing to detonate all over this sumbitch's face? And some goofy ass white dude is going to be like, hey, yeah, me, I'll get up there on the stage. Take a dump on me. I mean, that's where we're at. I am somewhat almost limited. I'm almost at a loss for words of what where do we go from here? We're going somewhere from here, and I don't think we're going to be turning around and heading back anytime soon.
Well, nobody's actually said, you know, that she came out or the band members were asking whether anybody wanted to do this, because you would think it would take a while before they would actually find somebody stupid enough to do this or weird enough to do this. It must have pretty much been the first person that they just asked if they wanted to do that. I mean, how demeaning, to be honest. I mean, has the guy got no respect for himself? Clearly, this Eurista has got no respect for herself or the band. Apparently, the rest of the band didn't know she was going to do this. Eurista, from New York, of course, first became more widely known after appearing on The Voice in 2016. Prior to answering Nature's Call in full view of the audience, Eurista was quoted by the site Consequence Heavy as saying, get my man with the can on his head ready, because we're going to bring him on stage and I'm a piss in this mother effer's mouth. She then added, I got a pee and I can't make it to the bathroom, she exclaimed to concert goers. So we might as well make a show out of it. I do understand that singers are exhibitionists and musicians are exhibitionists and they're up on stage, but usually it's their musicianship skill which is enough to carry them. They don't normally have to do things quite like this. And if they are going to sort of have other things that are going on there, there's usually some political meaning to it, or it might be, I don't know, like Alice Cooper wearing makeup and lots of pyrotechnics and all that sort of thing. But to just be lazy, really, and claim that you can't actually hold it in until the end of the gig, I mean, I'm just pretty much speechless at this. I mean, all I can suggest is that the music really can't be that good. If they have to do something like this to get people's attention, then the music can't be any good at all. And I didn't actually watch the video, Grandpa. I really could not bring myself to do that. What do you think of her grasp of the English language here anyway?
Well, I'm I'm fluent in Ebonics, so yes, I understood all of that. And yes, I made the sacrifice of watching the videos, man, and I'm honestly kind of disappointed, maybe even a little bit pissed. Yes, I'm marking that down. That you didn't make the effort to go ahead and watch the video for the sake of our audience. I mean, the audience now will have to go and watch the video because you didn't. But I watched the video. No, y'all don't have to do that because I watched the video, and I can tell you don't want to watch the video. I also think that, you know, talking about putting this in the artistic context, next time you're doing the next installment, in fact, I guess it would be today, the next installment of Patriotic History. You know, when you talk about art of the past, I think you need to find a way to shoehorn this in, you know, to, you know, put the context of this is what art looked like in the way back backwards days of civilization. You had these big bronze sculptures and things such as that, and how backward that was compared to what we have in art now, which is getting your face pissed on stage. You see, this is progress, because they keep telling us we're doing all of this progress and we're progressing towards something, because I don't think you could call this civilization is getting progressively better. And you have these people, they say they're progressives and we're making all of this progress. And, you know, people naturally assume that means things are getting better. We're making progress. Things are improving. But no, that's obviously not the case. So we are progressing towards something. I think it's way past time that everybody should be asking exactly what we're progressing towards. What's the next stage? This is what more societal collapse looks like. What's next? How much more crazy are things? And I just can't help but think, as we do these stories about our rotting culture, and it is rotting from the inside. It's already like stinking, rotting. There's worms in it. It's a piece of fruit. And at the same time, the U.S. is trying to maintain this empire stance, this bullying other countries in the world, you know, making these provocations towards Russia and towards China and acting as though, you know, don't mess with us because we have all of this, you know, empirical military might. And it's just a passing understanding of history. You understand that there's no way to project military strength around the world, especially towards countries that are big enough to fight back. There's no way to do that. There's no way to actually be on any kind of war footing if your society, if the core society of the nation is not stable, is not, you know, cohesive. You cannot do that with a rotting culture. You cannot do that with a society where the people are tearing themselves apart. You can't do that with this multicultural mishmash that we have. And yet they are doing that. I mean, they're doing that and acting as though it's all going to turn out really well. But you can't. You cannot do that. History tells us you cannot have a rotting culture. And this is rotting, dead, and stinking culture, as witnessed here from just this little story. You cannot have that and act as though you're some kind of world leader. I just imagine being like people in China, people in Russia, you know, they look at this and they're like, this is the U.S., which is trying to dictate and lecture us about quote unquote human rights. They're trying to lecture us about things like our social credit system and the way we regulate things on the internet. This is them. This is their culture. This is what they're saying we should be doing. We should have people doing public urination on stage and calling it art. It's just absolutely unbelievable.
Well, as you point out there, it's human rights, isn't it? I mean, this is the free world where you are free to be obsessed with human waste products. I mean, we really do seem to be obsessed with them. We've had that crucifix that was dunked in urine. When we liberated Afghanistan, we got the female students over there to make sculptures of urinals. I believe there is menstruation art. There's art. There was an African artist who actually made an image of the Virgin Mother out of elephant dung. It's like we have become obsessed with waste products. It really is like going backwards, basically. We're not progressing, we're not growing up, we're just reverting back to childhood where we had to wear diapers or nappies for the British. Perhaps that's what this singer should have been wearing. Then she would have been okay. She would have been okay till the end of the concert. She wouldn't have needed to bring the guy on and urinate all over him. Well, Eurista then hurriedly pulled down her pants and underwear and can be seen crouching down to pee. The singer didn't hold back as she emptied the contents of her bladder all over the man's bald head and face. From footage shot by fans and subsequently leaked, on social media, he seemed to be enjoying the experience as he moved his head back and forth as Eurista's urine fell about him. All the while, she managed to keep singing a rendition of Rage Against the Machine's Wake Up. And it does look as if he is actually enjoying this. I mean, it's just so vile. I mean, how can just one person complain about this? And I do think maybe she is deliberately playing on her name. I mean, who names their child Eurista? Who picks the name Eurista? I mean, we do hear some of these bizarre names that black people actually pick for their women. Candida, I think, is a name that's actually been used, something like that. Grandpa, what do you make of this? Have you heard of this track, this Rage Against the Machine's Wake Up? Would it be improved upon to see a mixed race woman urinating over a white man whilst you actually heard it, do you think?
Well, no, it's not in my playlist, so I can't really comment on that. All of my music is, you know, the singers of all of my music are either obscure, dead, really old, or they're like Japanese or Korean. So no, that one's not in my playlist. And yes, I marked down that it was leaked on social media. I did mark that down on the pun counter, so Vince, you get a point for that. So yeah. I just keep coming back to the guy. Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough that she does this, but I mean, the guy volunteered for that. I can't imagine. How do you find a volunteer? I mean, do you get a roadie? I mean, imagine like you get a job working, you know, to help be a roadie and set the stage up, and someone pulls you aside. Hey, want to be pissed on stage? Sure, I'll go for that. I mean, who does that? I assume the guy did it for free. I can't even imagine doing it to be paid. You know, if you were getting paid, it's like, hey, I'll give you $100 if you let her piss on you on stage. I'd be like, yeah, no, you know, my dignity is worth something, but not anymore. And it's hard to, like I said, we're progressing towards something. And you were talking about, like, it's like we're going back, but we're not. Because if you look at going back, if we were literally going backwards, things would be getting better. You know, we would be actually things getting more normal, but we are progressing. We're progressing towards, I guess, some kind of ultimate downfall. But how insane does it get before that happens? How insane before the whole thing just comes apart and the whole country breaks up and we just hit a big reset button and start all over again? How clownish will it be? Because, you know, I guess we haven't hit peak clown yet. We're still going. What's going to be? We're just stakes. What more do we get? I don't know. But you can bet that we'll be reporting on it here, I guess.
Well, maybe it's, you know, something to do with sadomasochism. I mean, maybe this guy is a masochist and maybe he was getting off on this. I do think, like, she was quite rude to him afterwards. She just sort of pushed him out of the way. Get off the stage. Get him off the stage. So maybe he likes sort of being treated like that, as if he's, I don't know, some disgusting creature that doesn't deserve to live. And really, you know, if he likes that sort of thing, do you really want somebody who likes that sort of thing living next to you? Possibly not. Well, many on social media were shocked by the act, with one describing it as pure trash. This is devilish. Truly, the world is coming to an end, one Twitter user wrote. Disgusting, another added. I think they both got some mental issues. That would count as indecent exposure and a criminal offence, surely, said another commenter. And I am rather relieved to see that there was a healthy disgust response to this, with people complaining about this. And yes, it is devilish. It is satanic. It's the opposite of the natural order. That sort of thing should be done behind closed doors, not in front of an audience. And certainly not on a member of that audience. I mean, it just shows the complete opposite of respect, doesn't it? Total disrespect for her audience there. I can imagine that. Well, I would hope to see that actually she lost, they lost their contract, and maybe people didn't want to come and see them. But I mean, that's what would happen in a real world. Of course, we live in clown world, and it will probably mean that she will get even more people coming to the next concert, and perhaps she'll have people writing to her, asking for her to do it again on them. I don't know, but I am very pleased that some people at least wrote on Twitter that they didn't like this. I'm surely you must be just as pleased as I am to see this, Grandpa. It means that means we're not alone in complaining about this. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I marked down when you said you were rather relieved. I went ahead and put that on the pun counter. We are up to 9 so far. So, yeah, we're making good headway. We're making good progress. I don't know. Of course, people are disgusted by it. But as you pointed out, I mean, there's not going to be any consequence for it. Like you said, here's video of it. The police are like, well, you know, nothing we can do, I guess. Nobody filed a complaint, but you have the video of it. And it is like against the law, right? I mean, what more do you need? But of course, nothing is going to come about it. You're talking about this like a masochistic thing with this guy coming up there and you know, that it really is. But I don't know, you know, what the hell is wrong with people? We have to just ask, what the hell? This is where we're at. You know, I mean, we built civilizations. We've done these great things throughout history. We had the serious, you know, history that we can be proud of, but it all led to this. I mean, really, we went out and conquered the world. We built civilizations that have never been seen before. We've made these great accomplishments. We've invented these great things. We've done all of this stuff for it to culminate in some goofball smiling to get pissed on stage. What's this all about? I mean, how did we get here? I mean, how do you get from making these great accomplishments all throughout history and this progression through history, and this is the culmination of it? This is where we're at. This is what it all led to. I keep thinking, you know, this keeps getting referred to as art of some form, some sort of performance art. It's supposed to be provocative. It's performance art. And I keep thinking about how we've like allowed over generations, you know, for art to be defined down, because traditionally art was a beautiful thing. You looked at, for instance, a beautiful sculpture and said, wow, that took so much skill. That looks just like that person. Or a beautiful painting. I can look at this painting and I can almost just smell the flowers from the meadow that is in this painting. But now we're at the point where art is, I can smell the piss flowing down my face. This is, you know, but you look back and it's like you have all this, what they call modern art. You know, somebody just puts a bunch of smears on a canvas and it's like, this is smears on a canvas. It looks like a kindergartner did this shit. And people are like, oh, no. You see, you look at it, and if you stare at it, it is what you contextualize it to be. What does the art mean to you? What emotion does it? And people pretended like that shit was serious. But it's not. And that's just so, as a result, here's where we're at. When you don't have things that, when art itself doesn't mean anything, when people can't look at it and go, that's a great piece of art, that's a wonderful piece of art. When you just do away with that and art is whatever somebody says it is, then you wind up with this. If they tried to charge her with indecent exposure or public indecency, whatever the hell the charge would be, those charges, they're just going to piss away. I reached for that pun just so I could get a number 10 marked away. It's going to be blown off because they're just going to say, oh, well, it was art. It was performance art. And yeah, here we are. I mean, you know, how do they argue? Because we're calling paintings made with menstrual blood, we're calling that art. We're calling a crucifix and a jar of piss, we call that art. So why can't you call this art as well? But of course, we know it isn't art. It is just more of the defining down, more of the deterioration, and more just a reflection of the utter just contemptible just degradation and rot of this society.
I guess you could call her a piss artist, and I guess you can put that down as pun number 11, although I don't know whether she was drunk at the time. It does surprise me that this guy that actually did this, I mean, he must have thought, this is going to look really good. This is really going to impress my mates if I get pissed on stage. So it's not just her and the way that she thinks that it looks. It's also this guy himself. Well, it wasn't all hate and disgust online. At least one person seemed to appreciate the outlandish nature of what they had just witnessed. That is the most punk rock thing I've seen in a long time. Keep up the great work. I'm going to have to catch the act. Now, I'm not quite certain that was actually somebody serious, but I mean, it's quite insulting towards punk rock, really. I know punk did have a name for being quite vile and trying to shock people, but I don't think they actually went this far. You did hear about punk bands spitting on the audience and throwing up and all that sort of thing. And it really just makes you think, you know, who is it that decides that this is the sort of thing that youngsters are going to get excited about and think is the next big thing? Punk rock was really managed by the managers, wasn't it? And it really was a way to degrade the Western peoples, I think, to degrade the young people. There certainly wasn't much about musicianship there. There was energy there, but that energy was directed into very nihilistic purposes. A lot of atheism, anarchism, just shocking people for the purpose of shocking people. No real actual motive or purpose behind it. And I did think we had actually done away with that, but no, we've now got this resurgence of it with a brass band of all people. Brass Against later took to Twitter to apologize for Eurista's behavior, saying she got carried away. We had a great time last night at Welcome to Rockville. Sophia got carried away. That's not something the rest of us expected, and it's not something you'll see again at our shows. Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona. And as I say, if you do look at the actual pictures of this and you look at the, is it a bass player or a trumpet player? He does look absolutely scandalized. He's just looking at it thinking like, what the hell? And I did see a meme of this with the, if only you knew how bad things really are. And that is a perfect example of that. And with this white guy just looking on thinking, what on earth? I would have hated to actually be playing in the band and something like this going on. I mean, it must be really quite shocking for them. But of course, they're trying to make the most of it. They're trying to claim that it was a good thing. Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona, they say. And obviously, there's this one person on Twitter that thought that it was good. Well, what do you make of this, Grandpa?
Like I said, this is where we are. And I was thinking of that. You were talking about the meme, if you only knew how bad things really are, and just getting worse. But they keep telling us this path that we're on is going to lead to some sort of utopia. Things are just, this is what progress looks like. And it's just, I just keep coming back to, this is such a good metaphor. It's such a metaphor for the rot and the corruption of our entire society. And like you said, and I've said it as well during this program, I'm more taken aback by the guy who got up there than by her doing it. I mean, you're always going to have somebody that says, hey, let's do this revolting, disgusting thing. And, you know, the trick is, how do you find somebody to go along with that? And they did. They found somebody wherever they found this guy. They found this guy that was willing to go up there and do it. And like you say, after it was over, she was like, get this MF-er off the stage. I'm done with him. You know, it's just such a metaphor for our society. It really is. I don't even, like I said, it's very seldom that I find myself more or less at a loss for words, but I don't even know what else to add to it.
We are, aren't we? We're urinating on our ancestors, urinating on our history, defecating on it all, and whilst at the same time saying, yeah, isn't this brilliant? Let's celebrate this. Let's bring democracy to the rest of the world, liberal democracy, because it's so great. What? How could anybody not want to go along with what they see going on in the West? Now, over the years, there have been plenty of other shocking moments shared on stage. American musician, singer and songwriter Iggy Pop, widely known as the Godfather of Punk, would break bottles on stage, vomit, and then roll around in the shards of glass, cutting up his back and cheek before diving into the crowd. And you could say, well, he's got so much adrenaline going there. I mean, that is really sort of performance art, breaking glass and rolling around in it. And it was probably all that adrenaline that caused him to be sick. I'm not so certain he deliberately was sick. In 1993, the frontman of a group known as Blind Melon decided to urinate all over the front row of the audience. Shannon Hoon took a pee on his fans gathered at the Pacific Coliseum in Vancouver, and similar behaviour was witnessed from the group The Almighty Defenders, who would urinate into one another's mouths before spraying it out all over the audience. Australian punk band The Meanies had a habit of blowing out snot into the audience. I mean, that's a little bit tame after that last one, The Almighty Defenders, but it does really now only leave one final thing that a pop band could do on stage, and I'm not going to spell it out, but I will ask you, Grandpa, to give your final thoughts on all of this today.
I'm sure the whole rolling around in the shards of grass, puking and all of that, I'm going to disagree. I don't think it was adrenaline. I think it would be safe to go out on a limb and suggest there was probably some freelance pharmaceuticals involved in that sort of behavior. But, you know, at the end of the day, these are all people we're talking about. I mean, it almost is like we're so used to seeing images on a TV and disassociating that with this is actual human beings in play. I mean, you think about we're shown these videos from like the war, you know, like in Iraq or wherever, and they would show the smart bombs and these people are running around. And all of a sudden there's a flash and they all disappear. And it's like this disassociation. People are like, yeah, America. Yeah. And I'm sitting there like going, you realize you just witnessed people dying. Those were actual human beings, regardless of what you think about them. They were actual human beings and you just witnessed them being killed. You know, I mean, that is a somber thing, something you should take seriously. But because we have this TV and movie culture, it's like it becomes unreal to people. You know, they disassociate that these are actual human beings. And we talk about this behavior. I mean, it's a group, it's a band, but they are actual people. These are actual human beings that exist that choose to piss in each other's mouths and spray it on the audience, to blow snot all over the audience, and the audience is standing there just relishing in it and acting like this is a great. These are all people. What mindset, what goes on in somebody's mind? What kind of spiritual sickness is in people that makes them think this is a great thing? What kind of spiritual hollowness exists in a man to make him go up there to be humiliated on stage by someone pissing on him and then cussing him out and having him thrown off the stage afterwards? What kind of spiritual emptiness? We've been told basically that we need to get God out of our lives. And no, I'm going to start preaching, but we got to get God out of our lives. We got to get God out of our society because things will be so much better. Well, as a society, we have done that. As a society, we have done that. And this is what it has led to. This is what you got. You wanted a separation. You wanted God kicked out and relegated to the back closet and a godless society. Well, guess what? This is what your godless utopia looks like. I hope you enjoy it. Eat the snot, lay on the stage and get pissed on, because this is what you get. This is what you get. Your rebellion. You don't want that. Okay. This is your progress. This is what it leads to. It's all the whole history of our ancestors and our future. And yes, I'm getting the last one in for a count of 12 has been pissed away.
That's our reward. And there, but for the grace of God, go we. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.